All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning as we do some Monday morning quarterbacking on the Super Bowl commercials last night during Super Bowl 57. Every year, advertising professors at Michigan State University get together and they rank the best to the worst, and Bob Colt is one of them. He's been doing this for a lot of years, joins us this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How long have you guys been doing this, by the way?
Well, 26 years, wow. Not quite as long as the Super Bowl has gone on. But, you know, what we did was people would ask us after the game what we thought and of the ads, and we believed that it might be better to watch the game together and then sort of have a scoring system. So for 28 years, we've all kind of connected, got together, rated the ads. And what we found is that it tracks along with public opinion, mm-hmm. but we kind of rate things in real time, so we can tell people what the top ads are in the Super Bowl in real time immediately after they air. And you know, it's the largest annual audience event in television every year, yeah. And for the past in history, 29 of the last 30 biggest television events have been Super Bowls. Over 100 million people watch the Super Bowl in America every year, and then you've got another 14 million in Canada and 20 million in Mexico. It's a big audience.
It's a big audience, and really one of the last things that we all watch together in real time. I mean, the days of network television where everybody watched, Cheers or MASH at the same time, in prime time, those days are over, aren't they?
They are, and what we expect when we watch a sporting event is that folks will come together, and in the case of the Super Bowl, people across all demographic groups, I mean, old people, young girls. Why would an 8-year-old girl watch a football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles? Well, they're watching for the halftime entertainment and the ads, and it's a family event. You know, the Super Bowl is the second biggest American food holiday,
oh, yeah.
Next to Thanksgiving. So it's a party. And people have said we should have Super Bowl Monday off as a national day of celebration. So, but we saw some good ads in the Super Bowl this year. Not as great as the game, but the good ads were really ads that kind of went by the Super Bowl formula, mm-hmm. which are have a celebrity, do something humorous, have an animal in the ad, have some animation. You follow that formula, and you'll have a pretty good Super Bowl ad.
And either be edgy, be funny, or be emotional and tug at the heartstrings. And the farmer's dog food commercial was the one that got to me, and I think got to a lot of other people.
Yeah, wasn't that great? In our top five. And only missed the top slot by a fraction. The top ads, we picked the Google Pixel 7 as the top ad. Who wouldn't want to erase someone in an old photo? It's kind of using the product and demonstrating it really well was good. The Farmer's Dog spot tied for number 4 with the Bud Light Hold Music Dance. I mean, who hasn't been on hold that you don't want to just give up and maybe dance around? And then we had the Amazon dog ads as number 3. That was great. We love cars, and the GM Will Ferrell electric vehicle ads with the zombies and the costuming and everything. That was number 2, very close to number 1.
That was a good one indeed. Ben Affleck working a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. I enjoyed that one. I thought that was funny.
That was great. It was in our top 10. J-Lo pulls up at the end. They kind of have a little argument. Not kind of typical. But, you know, that was the first ad inside the game. So that
right.
was the first ad for 30 seconds that paid $7 million. And you expect it's going to be good. And it was. It got the game off to a good roll. And for a while, it took really until the second quarter that other ads really showed up and people respected that they were pretty good quality.
Yeah, I agree. It was a little slow going with the ads. Once they got going, there were some pretty good ones. Let's talk about some of the lesser commercials. Which one missed the mark?
Well, all the movie ads were just terrible. We just hate the explosions and bangs and coming soon. You'll laugh, you'll cry, all that stuff. There, you can write that script. But FanDuel, with their big kick, was just a fumble. It was awful. And GameSync, I still don't know what that is. The Gutfield Fox News as a king, I don't get it. Those were three really bad ads in the game. I don't even know why they wasted money.
The Tubi Rabbits one mystified me a bit.
Yeah, and we actually rated it twice because they bought two different segments, ran the same ad, and you know, it just got worse every time we saw it.
Yeah, it was a strange. Bradley Cooper for T-Mobile. T-Mobile had two big commercials, one with John Travolta, which I didn't really care for that too much. It wasn't that interesting. But Bradley Cooper and his mother, I want to give them their own show. They were very entertaining for the 30 seconds or however long they were on screen.
That was funny. And it was an early ad, and it was just hysterical. And you don't know whether it was live faked or really live recorded spontaneous. It doesn't matter. It was just funny. I don't know if it really sells T-Mobile and gets people to sign up for their service, but good. Thanks for making everybody laugh, T-Mobile.
Absolutely.
It was cute.
That's important. The other one that mystified me, and maybe you can talk a little bit more about this, was the Coors Light Miller Lite duel, where they were trying to determine what it was a commercial for. Didn't necessarily make me want to go out and buy the product.
No, I'm with you. I just didn't get it. I mean, you know, it's sort of back and forth. No clear branding. No, I mean, it was just maybe they were creating some awareness, but it seemed that it completely lacked brand strategy, and you can't do that in a Super Bowl ad. Not and be memorable, not and be understandable, and probably doesn't make any sales.
A lot of money spent on these commercials, not just the $7 million, as you point out, it costs for the 30 seconds of airtime, but all the production costs that go into it. I mean, these companies are banking a lot of money on these spots, aren't they?
They're putting a lot of money into the production. A lot of the ads were a minute, some 2 minutes. So think of all the money just in the time, and then you got to pay the celebrity, and then, you know, then you got to pay the dog or the wolf. Oh my gosh! And then the animation, the costs just add up.
But you know what? It pays off because we're talking about it today, and we'll be talking about it for a while, and hopefully we can talk about next year's crop next year.
Yeah, I hope that we have good ads. We're still looking for that historic, legendary ad that pops up that's not that frequent. It happens maybe once every 5-10 years. We didn't see it this year. We saw some good ads, not great ads. Certainly a good, great game, but not so much for the ads.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's they were all right, and some of them were better than others. We appreciate you ranking them for us, so it gives us a little something extra to chew on.
Well, thank you. Always great to talk to you.
You too, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.